Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities say weekend shelling by Russian forces killed at least 7 civilians. VOA's Meanwhile, the Biden administration is warning of the dangers posed by the leaks of highly classified documents about the Ukraine war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more details.
Pentagon with spokesman Chris Marr.
They present a very serious risk to national security.
And the White House.
We're worried that these documents are out there.
Where National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked if the administration's bracing for more releases.
The truth and the honest answer to your question is we don't know. And is that a matter of concern to us? You're darn right it is.
The administration's been careful not to authenticate any information in the releases, which involve U.S. military efforts in Ukraine and intelligence surrounding other nations. Still, they've sent shockwaves through the government. The Justice Department's opened a criminal investigation into the leaks, and the State Department's talking with allies to reassure them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Australia has reached an agreement with China to resolve their dispute over barley imports. It will suspend its case at the World Trade Organization while China conducts a review and to impose on the grain.
We have made clear that we believe there is no justification for the measures that China introduced in relation to barley. We have also made clear that we believe it is in both countries' interests for these trade impediments to be removed.
That's Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong making the announcement. Australia lodged a formal complaint with the WTO in 2020 over anti-dumping and countervailing duties imposed by China on Australian barley. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for strengthening the country's war deterrence in a more practical and offensive manner to counter what it called moves of aggression by the U.S. and South Korea. Kim made the comment at an enlarged meeting at the Central Military Commission held Monday to discuss ongoing efforts to boost the country's war deterrent to cope with escalating moves of the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean puppet traders, as he put it, to unleash a war of aggression. Greek lawmakers are set to vote on urgent legislation introduced by the government in Athens to ban a neo-Nazi party from competing in upcoming national elections in May. From Athens, for VOA, Anthika Karasava has more.
Greek Justice Minister Mikis Voridis submitted the legislation to Parliament, billing it as unprecedented and part of the government's drive to protect democracy in the birthplace of democracy. With this bill, he said, it is the first time in history that Greek members of Parliament are asking the entire bench of the Supreme Court to weigh the credentials of a party and its members to compete in elections. Anthi Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is now due back in New York for another legal matter. AP correspondent Norman Hall with more details.
Trump is scheduled to return to New York on Thursday. According to a person familiar with the matter, he will sit for a deposition in a business fraud lawsuit filed against him and his company by the state's attorney general. He's expected to face questioning at New York Attorney General Letitia James's office in Lower Manhattan. Trump was previously deposed at James's office last August, just weeks before she filed the lawsuit. That time, he declined to answer questions, invoking his Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination more than 400 times. Trump has called the investigation a politically motivated witch hunt. I'm Norman Hall.
The Biden administration has formally determined that a Wall Street Journal reporter arrested in Russia on espionage charges has been wrongfully detained. Designation elevates the case of Evan Gershovich in the U.S. government hierarchy and means that a dedicated State Department office will take the lead on securing his release. India's population is surpassing China this month. It may happen in July or maybe even already. Demographers are unsure when exactly India will take the title from China as the most populous nation in the world because they're relying on estimates, but they do know that it is happening soon. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.